Okay, Minis. This is the fully fab story of Snow White and the Seven Adorable Minis. Once upon a time, there was a totally glam queen. Sorry, Delicious, but we don't scarf on books.
Babies, you gotta keep an eye on them all the time.
Yeah, they'll put anything in their mouths, huh?
Wow, look what I found in the couch.
Ooh. I got the pretty full furs.
Okay, Minis, let's try this again. Whole land.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Aren't I the bestest looking one of all?
If she didn't like what the mirror said, she got rid of it. She went through a lot of mirrors.
Are you gents need a hand with that? Allow me.
Mirror, mirror on the...
Nah, never mind.
I gotta get me a real mirror.
Is your talking mirror a smarty pants? Does it nitpick instead of nurture? Well, this mirror used to work for an ogre, and it knows firsthand it pays to be polite.
You look much thinner with your new haircut. Did anyone ever tell you that you look amazing in plaid?
If you're looking for a mirror that sees the glass half full, call the number on your screen right now.
I'll take it and make an extra special delivery.
Somebody order a talking mirror?
What took you so long?
Okay. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all?
Your Majesty, if I may be so bold, you are a babe and a fox.
I am? Oh, please stop.
You are one cute chick.
Am I the fairest one of all?
You are definitely the fairest one. In this room.
What did you say?
I said you're the fairest one.
Yeah?
On this side of the castle wearing a crown.
Huh?
You're most certainly the fairest one of all. In pigtails and a long, fancy dress.
All right. Let me put it this way. Is there anybody in this kingdom that's fairer than me?
All right. It's Snow White. Snow White's the fairest one of all with her neat, shiny hair, her white teeth, and her beautiful smile.
Oh!
Now you may be asking yourself, who the heck is Snow White? Well, she was kind of like the evil queen's stepdaughter once or twice removed. But, unlike the Queen Bee, Snow White was superbly awesome. She was kind and thoughtful, and everyone liked her, which, of course, made the Queen totally jealous. So no one was ever allowed to hang with Snow White, and she was forced to spend her days alone.
A teeter-totter never totters with just one. Sharing doesn't mean much without two. I can play a leapfrog game, but it's just not the same. And when I want a hug, what do I do? Some things don't make sense when it's just one. Duets and tugs of war are really tough. My jokes don't get a laugh. My teas for two are half. Together by myself, it's not enough. Days seem so much much longer with just one, without the happy sounds of laughter. How I wish that I could see someone smiling back at me and know we're living happily ever after.
Yes, m'lady?
I want you to take that royal pain into the woods and... Not you, nincompoop! Snow White!
Excuse me, this is the family show, remember?
You mean no...
Righto!
Not for crying out loud. Well, then take her out in the woods and ditch her somewheres.
I don't think so!
Look, you want to tell this story or not? I gotta get rid of her somehow.
The note said, help wanted. Babysitter needed for 7 minis.
Serpent, tell Snow White to pack her bags.
Can't help but wonder where I'm going and what lies ahead. What will I find at my journey's end? I don't mean to be selfish, but if I could have just one wish, my wish would be that I would have some friends.
Where's that coming from?
Oops, that's myself. Time out. It's me, Taffy, live and in person. Quick off the gig? That is so kickin'! You minis chill for a sec while I get the 411. So, what kind of tunes do they like at the retirement home? Maybe we better brush up on stuff from the 80s.
Poor Snow White.
Oh, that yucky queen won't ever have no friends.
Yeah, well, nobody likes a whiner.
What are you doing, Angelica?
Taffy's the one telling the story.
Well, she's not here right now, is she? Anyways, I'm the best storyteller.
Yeah, that's who.
My mom, she tell Dr. Lipschitz, I tell whoppers. Okay, now, where were we?
We was at the part where the mean yucky queen kicked poor Snow White out of the castle.
You mean where the charming and beautiful queen sent that annoying Snow White to take care of all those dumb dwarf babies? Get ribbon, sucker. So, the Queen's faithful serpent took Snow White to a smelly little house stuffed way, way back in the forest where the 7 dwarf babies lived.
What was the dwarf babies' names, Angelica?
Huh? Oh, There was Baldy. Drooly. Scaredy. Spazzy. Icky. And
What kind of names are those, Angelica?
They're dwarf baby names. What do you think? Now pipe down, Carmichael, and let me tell the story.
Well, here we are. Oh, what is that terrible odor?
Hey, you! It smells like dirty diapers. This place is a mess.
Looks like Snow White won't be having no neat shiny hairs and beautiful smile no more.
A fair view and the squishy soft. You wanna try?
Both babies was busy working at the factory while Snow White was stuck with poopy diapers and dirty dishes and lots of old yucky furry things.
Okay, well, let's see what shakes when the seven little minis arrive home.
Don't look at me.
I think she did it.
There's something in there.
Or something.
What are you doing inside this?
I'm not going in there.
It's okay. I'll go.
Sure, this is our house?
I think so.
It doesn't look like our house.
It doesn't smell like our house.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Who are you?
I'm Snow White, and you must be the seven dwarf babies.
Yep, that's us. So, what are you doing here?
Well, the evil queen kicked me out of the castle.
That's awful.
She's a mean
girl. I never liked her.
She's trouble, I tell you.
Boo, evil queen.
And sent me to live with you.
That's great.
Well, you seem really nice.
Thanks for cleaning our house.
If you let me stay, I won't be any trouble. I'll cook and clean up. And we'll play lots of games. I promise I'll be the best babysitter you ever had. Maybe we could even be friends.
Our house is your house, right, guys?
Yeah, right. Hey. I'd like to be your friend, Snow White.
You would? Thanks, Scaredy.
Me too.
I'll be your friend.
Don't forget about me.
Ditto. Looks like the mini Queenie finally done something good.
Even if she didn't mean to.
Meanwhile, back at the castle, Evil Queen was totally psyched. With Snow White out of the picture and up to her ears in minis, the queen couldn't wait to ask the mirror who was the most fantabulous in the land.
All right now. Oh, for peep's sake.
Sorry, Your Majesty, but a dirty mirror would never do for one as ravishing as you.
I suppose you're right.
You know, Cupcake, you must be from outer space because you are out of this world.
So I'm the fairest one of all, huh?
No, but who cares if Snow White's the fairest? Oh.
She's not supposed to be having fun. Well, don't just stand there. Start brushing. Ow! Hey, watch it!
Ow! The evil queen was fully bent out of shape by Snow White's new and improved beauty. In fact, she was so fully cranky.
How cranky was she?
Let's just say that she was in such a humongo rotten mood that her court called for the jester to cheer her up.
Get in here.
It's your job!
Don't blow it!
But I don't want to die!
Quit whining and act like a man. Now pull up those tights and get in there.
The royal jester!
Greetings, your queenship. You know what would happen if I made these eggs laugh? They'd crack up.
You get it, bud! Crack up!
How would you like to go back to the glass factory? Hey, be careful with those!
Oh my gosh, I can't look! African chicken.
It worked! It actually worked! I can't believe it.
Get this thing off of me!
Bravo! That was amazing! What else you got in that bag?
I got all the top-of-the-line tricks. Belch powder. Squirting toilet seat. bucket and ice cube, and doggy doo-doo.
An evil plan began to form in the evil mind of the evil queen.
Hey, let's say I wanted to play a trick on someone. Something a little messy. You got anything like that?
Do I have messy tricks? Do I have messy tricks?
Well, do you?
I've got just the thing. My special sticky shampoo for a guaranteed bad hair day. The secret's in the glue.
Really? I'll take a bottle. Make it large.
So, the queen disguised herself as the owner of a beauty shop on wheels and set out for Snow White's cottage.
Hey, keep your paws off the merchandise! Hello, can I help you? I'm selling this fabulous new shampoo. And thanks, I'm really not interested, but have a good day. I'd have a better day if you try this stuff. It'll make your hairs mangeable and shiny.
No, thank you.
Let me just say, nope, gotta go.
Snow White was not an easy sell. She didn't really want the shampoo. But the evil queen was finally able to wear her down.
All right, already, I'll take it.
The queen couldn't help but laugh when she thought about what would happen to Snow White when she used the sticky, gooey shampoo.
Pretty soon, Snow White's hairs will be filled with dirt. Diapers. Maybe even a couple of...
Wow, look at these. Those are the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen.
But I was gonna pick those for Snow White, Icky.
Hey, you schmooze your loose, Scaredy.
Poor Snow White. Her hair was so sticky she couldn't even comb it. It looked like the evil...
Okay, Shiny. Now who's the fairest one of all?
Ah, jeez. I was afraid you were gonna ask that.
What are you talking about? Snow White's got diapers and dwarf babies in her hair. How good can she look?
You'll see.
Hey, nobody ever brings me flowers. This story's making my royal blood boil.
You would think at this point the queen would give it up, but no.
Icky, it's my turn.
Sticky, I got here first.
Didn't I?
Did so.
Ow. Last one to the phone to Robin Egg. I got it.
Hello?
Hiya, dwarf baby. I'm a radio people from station ABCDFGJ.
Hey, I know that one.
Yeah, well, if you can answer my question right, you'll win enough tickets so all your dwarf babies in Snow White could go to the Fairy Palooza concert tonight.
So am I on the radio right now?
Yeah, sure. Now, time for the question. Okay. What kind of animal lets a loud bark?
Shh, Fruitball, can't you see I'm on the radio? Okay, the one that's got the loudest bark is the evil queen.
Wrong! A dog, you dummy! A dog's got a loud bark!
The queen got a louder one.
Okay, let's try again. What part of your face do you use when you whistle?
That's easy! My nose!
It's your mouth, you numbskull!
I use my nose.
Look, you got one more chance, so don't get it wrong. What's bigger, an elephant or a mouse?
This is probably a trick question, so I'm gonna say a mouse.
What? Are you kidding me? You are so wrong! wrong. And that means you won, Dwarf Baby. Because you didn't get any of the questions right.
I don't get it.
Who cares? Just take the tickets. All right! That night, Snow White and the adorable Minnies went to the Fairy Palooza concert.
This is so exciting!
Yeah, I've never been to a Fairy Palooza before.
Hey, look! Somebody lost in their mittens.
You lost your mittens?
You naughty kittens. Now you shall have no pie.
Thanks a lot. Ow, ow, ow. I got it. Heads up, Papa T.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm okay.
Oh! Ew, look! It's Prince!
Charming!
Oh! He rocks my world. Mm. Oh. I'm never washing this hand again!
Meanwhile, back at the Minnie's cottage,
she won't be having a beautiful smile after this. Hey, cut it out! I'm the queen and I'm ordering you to stop it!
That was the bestest concert ever!
Fairy Palooza rocks!
Wasn't Prince Charming dreamy?
I like the nachos. Do Snow White?
Yeah!
What'd you talk about, Baldi?
We're all gonna clean up!
We are?
Oh, yeah, of course we are!
So don't cry, Snow White, because we'll all help!
Pippi!
I don't know. It's pretty disgusting in here. Oh, yeah. Happy to help.
You're the best friends anyone in the world could have.
It's a lot for me.
Want to know?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, but you're not going to like it.
It was fun cleaning the house together, huh, Julie?
Yeah, and now we got our very own petting zoo.
Snow White.
top.
She's so smiley and wonderful.
Oh, Snow White's the nicest, most beautifulest girl in the whole world. I'm glad she's our friend. Yeah.
Evil Queen didn't like what she saw.
Those dwarf babies are her friends? That wasn't supposed to happen.
Told you wouldn't like it.
So, once again, the queen came up with an evil, rotten plan.
So, I decided what I'm gonna do is fill an apple with this goop that turns your teeth all different colors. Then I'll make Snow White take a big bite. The way I figure it, Snow White will be so embarrassed she'll never smile again. No more beautiful white teeth and no more friends. That ought to take care of her once and for all, don't you think?
Ooh, I like it. It's fun and quirky. Not a bad little stunt for grins. But how about adding a potion that'll put her to sleep for keeps?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something?
I wasn't talking to you. Let's get out of here so we can discuss my evil plan in private.
Hey, I'm okay.
Have a good day!
You too!
And be careful!
Beware!
Don't take any warning pickles!
Yeah, we don't want nothing to happen to you!
Don't worry, guys. I'll be fine.
But even as the Minis warned their friend to be careful, the Evil Queen was getting ready to pay Snow White a little visit.
What's this? A new look? And may I say, those limes really bring out the color of your eyes.
I'm going... Good afternoon. Hey, don't I know you? Shh, I gotta give you a fruit gram.
Your friends enter this basket full of fruit. This apple here on top looks awful cute. They say an apple every day will keep the doctor far away. So I brought your fruit instead of a cheese tray.
Gee, that was different.
Go ahead, take a fruit. How about this shiny apple right here?
No thanks, but I'll take the basket and share it with my friends when they get home.
You can share later. Why don't you just try this apple now? Doesn't it look yummy?
Yeah. But not now. Maybe later.
Come on, take a bite. Bon appetit.
I'm not hungry right now.
I bet it's the bestest apple in the whole kingdom.
Listen, lady, I don't really want...
Open wide and crunch, 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 crunch. Delicious. Munch, munch, munch. Yummy, yummy, yum in your tummy, tummy, tum.
Okay, okay. Just please stop it.
Oh, I look kind of funny.
See you around, sleepyhead.
When the Minis returned home, they were fully bummed out to find Snow White lying there on the ground.
What's wrong with her?
She's dead!
She's just sleeping. I said she's just sleeping.
She is? Are you sure? Who said that? She's right. I can hear her breathe. But how long is she going to sleep?
I don't know.
That's an awful funny place to take a nappy. Maybe we should try and wake her up.
Good try, Furball. Hey, I know something that might work. Wait here. I'll be right back. My clock's real loud, and it always wakes us up for work.
always worked before.
Maybe the evil queen done something to Snow White.
Yeah, she probably gave her some kind of magic sleeping lotion.
What if she never wakes up?
When Snow White smiles, the sun shines, stars twinkle in the sky. She became our bestest friend. Please don't make us say goodbye.
I never felt so sad before. I don't know what to do. My heart, it has an owie, 'cause it really misses you.
You filled our house with laughter, gave us hugs and made things right. Now who's gonna sing us songs and talk?
So much fun, and our bestest friend.
Now she's gone to sleep.
This can't be the end.
How did things go? The evil queen gave Snow White some kind of lotion to make her sleep. Then maybe she got one to make her wake up. So, the plan is, all of us dwarf babies are gonna sneak into the castle and find the magic wake-up lotion.
Goose bubbles to go near that mean old queen. I'd do anything for Snow White.
All right, go ahead, take a look.
Poor Snow White. Looks like she's sound asleep from that potion I gave her. I guess I'm the fairest one of all now.
Well, I am, aren't I? Come on, say it.
Okay, you're the fairest.
Yes! Finally! I did it! I'm the fairest! I'm the fairest! Woohoo! I'm the fairest! I'm the fairest!
And you're also the meanest and the...
What is it, Furball?
Careful, Furball!
Oh, she's not ferocious at all!
Okay, who wants to go first?
Me!
All right, Fuzzy, you sit on the other end of the teeter-totter, and when I jump off that slide, you'll go flying into that window over there.
That sounds like fun!
Who are you and what you do with Scaredy?
Are you sure, Scaredy?
Yep.
Oh!
know which bedroom's the queen's.
Right up!
Hey, what are you doing in here?
We're,
Megan, your watch!
Yeah, that's it.
You are? Ooh, what's my Royal Highness gonna have? I'm real hungry.
He's, saying that we're gonna make your Royal Highness some hot doggies and ketchup and cereal and
beans! Beans! Where are they?
They're right over there.
Yes!
Then put him in the dungeon. I don't want him messing up my evil plan.
Drink your milk. It's good for you.
The screws got it in for us dwarf babies.
Oh, I miss Snow White.
Me too.
Oh, me too.
This is the worstest day ever.
We never get out of this dungeon.
We can't give up now, guys. We got to get back to Snow White.
Baldi's right. What if the evil queen does something worse to her?
But how are we gonna get out of here?
This must be the place.
He's gotta get an elevator.
And so, the minis had to return to Snow White without a potion that would wake her up.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Uh-oh, this don't look good.
Get the dirt, dwarf babies!
Down, boy!
Furball's just saying hello!
Hello, dwarf babies. Is everyone all right?
Yeah, sure. We're fine.
Thanks for asking.
Hey, I think I've seen you before.
Yeah, you were at the Fairy Palooza Concert.
You're Snow White's favorite.
Who's Snow White?
She is!
I remember her from the concert. She was so friendly and pretty. What happened?
The evil queen gave her a sleeping lotion.
We tried all kinds of stuff to wake her up, but nothing worked.
Is there something I can do?
Oh, I think if you kiss her, she'll wake up.
That's the wrong fairy tale, Icky. A kiss wakes up sleeping booty.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh. Welcome back, Snow White!
We really missed you!
What happened?
Oh, it's a really long story.
But you're awake now, and that's all that matters.
Can I get out of here?
Of course!
Why does we think of that?
Allow me.
Oh my gosh, it's you, Prince!
Charming, at your service.
Snow White was totally jazzed to meet the prince. And a big smile lit up her face. The goop the queen had put in the apple had turned Snow White's teeth all different colors.
What? Oh, no! My teeth!
incredible. In fact, they're the most beautiful teeth I've ever seen. Your smile looks like a rainbow.
Guys?
Hey, you're right. It does. Check it out, everybody.
I feel like a big rainbow inside.
Me too.
No, wait. We're glad you waked it up.
Yeah, now we can live happily forever after.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Hey, I have an idea. How would you all like to come live with me in my castle?
Wow, that's really nice of you. But we're pretty happy in our house in the woods. Oh, but we'd love to come visit and have parties.
Yeah, and you can come to our house too.
That sounds like fun. Hey, do you guys like playing musical chairs? Let's go to my castle right now and play.
Idea.
We got a bone to pick with you.
What are you talking about?
We know what you did to Snow White.
Yeah, so what's your point?
The point is, you've been mean and rotten.
Selfish, cruel.
Wicked.
And don't forget, low down.
What do you want? I'm the evil queen.
Not anymore, you're not.
Hey! You were much too good at being bad.
And the whole kingdom is tired of your nastiness, so...
You're fired.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't want to be the dumb old queen anyway. She never gets to do any fun stuff. Fine.
Hold your horses. I'm coming.
What are you doing here?
I work here. It's my new gig.
Oh, well...
It's not beans, or they make it to.
Sorry, sister. You'll have to peddle that fruit someplace else.
But if I told you all I'm sorry, can I play with you tomorrow?
No! But you can play with us today.
Leave the fruit outside. Evil queen.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
That's it? It's over?
It's fully hard to come back to the real world after a super dupe classic like that, isn't it, Pigtails?
But you know the story's over, Angelica, when they say they all lived happily forever after.
And it was so wonderful, a story.
I think the part where the dwarf babies fly to the castle window was the bestest.
My favorite was at the diaper factory.
I loved Snow White.
And I thought the dwarf babies were really cute.
But what about the queen? Doesn't she ever get her crown back? The queen needs a crown. You can't be queen without a crown. She's gotta have a crown.
Yucky.
There's your crown, Queen Angelica.
Thank you.
Don't take any whirling pickles!